Let's look together at 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, and I'm going to read a few verses and try to get through this tonight. It's a tremendous thought. God gave it to me, but it's a tremendous thought. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. I want to remind you of something tonight. If anybody in the world could have come to them with excellency of speech and man's wisdom, Paul could have. Remember all them credentials that he had? Man, he had education upon education. And that's one of the things I loved about Brother James Jones. I was with him in a meeting not too long ago down near the house. He was preaching down there. He is very, very well educated. I'm talking about in the scripture. But you get around him and talk to him, Brother Preston, he's humble. He ain't got no big head, amen. He just got a great old big heart. He loves the Lord. He loves God's people. And Paul said, I came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. He said, for I determined, here's where the message come from, to know, not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That word save there, you could insert except. I'm determined, he said, to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I want to preach for a little while tonight with the help of the Lord on this subject. Just Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. One of the reasons I believe God put the message on my heart is because I spent the day Monday chewing on what Brother Chris preached on Sunday night. Anybody remember the title of his message? Oh, you bunch of backslid Baptists. It is enough. Remember that? It is enough. Here comes the wagons, and it is enough. I want to preach tonight on just Jesus because He is enough. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, tonight for your people, for your presence. Lord, it's good to come in and know you're here with us. Know, God, you want to help us. Know, God, when we kneel at an altar, bow our heads, God, that you hear us. And Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, you'll meet every need. Lord, many have been spoken and many are unspoken, but God, I'm so glad you know the need even before we ask, but you said to ask. Lord, we ask you to meet with us now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Now, we're going to preach this whole chapter. Are you ready? Okay. This whole chapter, God broke it down for me in five little areas. Just Jesus. Number one, just Jesus revered. The Word of God said over in the book of Psalms, I'm not sure exactly the address, but the only time the word reverend is used in the Scripture is holy and reverend is His name. Amen. That's one of the reasons I never have cared to have reverend attached to my name. Amen. They called me Rev in prison, and I let them get by with it. Amen. We had a good relationship with the men. But Paul, in these first three verses, is showing us how much that he reveres the Lord Jesus Christ, how reverent that he is in his life. He said, I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. What does he mean to you tonight? Do you revere him? You know, we're living in a world that's trying to pull him down on our level. No, that's not what this is about. Honey, he's wanting to get us up on his level. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart, the Apostle Paul was not one, that, beloved, listen, as a matter of fact, he's the one that can make the statement like this. If you're talking about sinners, I'm the chief. If you're talking about the saints of God, I'm less than the least. Amen. That was the attitude that he had. He revered the Lord. And he realized how holy that he was. No wonder the Apostle Paul, when he's speaking to the church at Galatia, said this, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The Apostle Paul told us over there in one of his epistles, I'm not sure, I believe it might be Philippians, that God had given him a name that's above every name, amen, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess. I believe we need in this world today, especially in our churches today. Beloved, listen, you don't have to agree with me, but I don't believe you're revering Him, amen, when it sounds like a rock concert when you come through the door. I don't believe you're revering Him, beloved, when you're teaching false doctrine and when you're teaching, beloved, listen, that people, if they love God and serve God, they'll be rich and all this. I just don't believe that mess. Say amen. I believe with all of my heart, Paul, he made much of Jesus. And I know this, God will help us if we'll make much of Jesus. Amen. He revered Him. Just Jesus, we see Him revered. Secondly, we see just Jesus redeems. There's not another redeemer. Amen. Look in the, let me back up just 1 minute on that first part. The Bible said, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Did you men ever stop to think that when we're preaching the book, we're not preaching our own testimony? We're preaching the testimony of God. This is what God said about Jesus. Amen. Beloved, I like it, don't you? Look at verse 4 and verse 5. Just Jesus redeems. And my speech, he said, and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I'm glad that I know who the Redeemer is. Amen. Jesus shed His blood that we might be purchased. Amen. From that old auction block of sin. The Word of God said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Apostle Paul, beloved, he knew that John 14:6 was right when Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm glad Paul understood, beloved, that there's only one Redeemer, and he knew his name. His name is Jesus. We're living in a world where some will say God, and some will say the Father, and some are irreverent. They'll say like the old man upstairs or something like that. But I'm telling you, beloved, Paul knew who the Redeemer was. He knew that his name is Jesus. You say, Pastor, how do you know Paul knew who the Redeemer was? If you'll study his writings, beloved, just ever little bit. Go through the book of Acts with the Apostle Paul. You know what he'll do? He'll take you back to the Damascus Road. Glory to God. I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll say, right back yonder, amen. It's where he knocked me off of my high horse. And I got on a low horse that took up with him, amen. I humbled my heart, amen. And God saved me. God was my Redeemer, amen. And the Apostle Paul understood. And he knew that. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 5 for just a moment. Revelation chapter number 5. This is a blessing, beloved. In Revelation chapter number 5, there's the song of the redeemed that's going to go on one day after a while. The Bible said this in Revelation chapter 5, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book. Let me say this. Beloved, we shouldn't wait till we get there. We ought to be saying right now, Thou art worthy. We ought to be singing the song of the redeemed right now. Brother Mike, the angels can't sing this song. Those angels, beloved, that have fallen will never be redeemed. And those that haven't fallen don't know what it is to be redeemed. But you and I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And we ought to sing unto the Lord, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed. You know what that tells me? Honey, when we get to heaven, we're going to be talking about the cross. Hallelujah. Still yet. Amen. Thanking God for that shed blood on Calvary's cross. Beloved, because that's, we're going to understand that's how we made it. Thank God to the city of God that Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. I don't know about you, but that blesses me tonight. It's just Jesus in this chapter that's revered. It's just Jesus that redeems. And then if you look at verse 6, let me start reading there and read down first through verse number 11. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect or mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery,
even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, I underlined that in my Bible, had they known it. Beloved, not just the princes of this world, but you can take that to hell tonight. All the people in hell, had they known it, they wouldn't be there tonight. Amen. Had they known it, that there's just one Jesus, just one Redeemer. Amen. Just one way to heaven. Amen. It would have made a difference. And the Bible said, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard nor entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But watch this now. Look at verse 10. I've talked about just Jesus revered. Just Jesus redeems. But I want to give you this. Just Jesus reveals. Look here in verse number 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Or you say, preacher, you're not talking about Jesus now. You're talking about the Spirit. Let me let you in on something. Jesus said, I'm going away, boys. And He said, when I go away, I'm going to send you another Comforter. I'm going to send the blessed Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something tonight about the Spirit and the Lord Jesus and the Father. They're inseparable. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, it's just Jesus that reveals. How many's ever heard somebody say this? The Lord spoke to my heart. Amen. Not too many people say, well, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. But you're right either way. You could say the Father in heaven spoke to my heart, and you'd still be right. Amen. Oh, thank God. You say, Pastor, what are you so excited about? Because Paul understood. But God hath revealed. He said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared unto them that loved Him. Most people quit right there. They don't go to the next verse. But they're revealed unto us by His Spirit. Hallelujah to God. It was the Lord Jesus that revealed my lost condition. It was the Lord Jesus that revealed the Lord's compassion in my heart. I tell you, first of all, He said, look at you, son. You're a mess. Amen. You're full of sin. But He said, oh, mess, I'm looking at, I want you to know something. I love you, son. Amen. I ain't waiting on you to do anything. I love you. Hallelujah. That rich young ruler, the Bible said, he beholding him, loved him. He knew he wasn't going to get right, but he still loved him. Amen. It was the Lord that revealed to us our lost condition. It was the Lord that revealed His compassion, the Lord's compassion. But it's the Lord, beloved, that reveals our joyous conclusion. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, do you remember, beloved? I believe it's over there in 1 John. How does this start? Let me see here. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Watch this now. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, it's going to be a joyous conclusion. When Sister Pansy left this world the other day and entered into that other world with that smile on her face, amen, it ain't no wonder, amen, because God said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we'll be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And the Word of God said, every man that hath his hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. There's going to be a joyous conclusion for the children of God one day after a while. Amen. Look at verse number 9. As it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But they're revealed unto us by His Spirit. How do we know what God's prepared for us? I'll tell you, Jesus said, that Spirit that I'm going to send, He's going to lead you into all truth. That's how we know there's a heaven, amen, waiting on us. That's how we know there's a throne of God with round about the thrones like a sea of glass. That's how we know, beloved, we're going to bow at His feet and worship Him. That's how we know, beloved, that He's holy. Amen. In Isaiah, when the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up. And beloved, God was saying, holy, holy, them cherubims and them seraphims, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thank God, beloved, He's holy tonight. Just Jesus revealed. Amen. In verse number 9 here, he said, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared. You say, Pastor, you really believe there's a joyous conclusion for the children of God? Hey, Brother Eddie, I thought about you today when God spoke to my heart about this. We've stood in line, and I believe you came to my mom's funeral and my dad's funeral, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you, brother? And down there in Jonesboro. And I bet if I heard it once, I heard it 50 times. People said this, y'all sure are handling this awful well. Now, I'll tell you, about the first 20 minutes after Daddy died, I didn't handle it too well. I went in the bedroom where his body was, and all I could say was, Daddy, Daddy, my heart was broke. But I tell you, here comes the Holy Ghost. He'll comfort you in your grief. Amen. Oh, I tell you, it dawned on me, Daddy ain't there. Daddy's home. And people would say, y'all sure are handling this awful well. I said, well, either the Bible's true, Brother Jack, or it ain't. And I said, if the Bible's true, and by the way, my daddy died believing the Bible's true, believing Jesus is the only way to heaven. I said, if the Bible's true, then my daddy's where he's wanted to be for a long time. I could see my daddy standing in the choir when they sang that song, What a Day That Will Be. When they sang that line, when he takes me by the hand, the look on my father's face looked just like he had a hold of the Father's hand in heaven. Amen. And I said, yeah, and the Bible's true. And I said, Daddy's in glory. He's home. Amen. If I was to reach up there and try to pull him back down here, he'd hit me in the top of the head and say, leave me alone, son. I'm where I've been wanting to be for a long time. Amen. A joyous conclusion. Another old preacher said it like this, Brother Jason, you'll use this sometime. He said, God's people die well. Hallelujah. You know why? Because God don't let us get to the river and then jerk a rug out from under us. God don't let us get to the river and then pull the peace out from under us. God lets us get to the river and He says, here, take my hand. You see, the Bible said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. And what's the next verse? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I don't believe God's going to send an angel. I believe there's a personal escort for the children of God across that river. Amen. When the Lord comes and takes us home. Well, let's get on with it here. Just Jesus revered. Just Jesus redeems. Just Jesus revealed. But then in verse number 12 down through verse number 14, let's look at this just a moment. The Bible said, now we have received. This just Jesus received. You know, the night I got saved, I didn't have anything to give Him. I'm not splitting hairs with anybody. But listen, what would He have wanted with my heart? It was full of sin. It was dead and trespassing sin. I love the song, Brother Junior, that said, nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Honey, I didn't have nothing to offer Him, but He had everything to offer me. You see, in order for there to be a giver, the Bible said the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Come up here a minute, Turtle. It'll take you a minute, I know, but come up here a minute. I'm going to illustrate something tonight. I'll meet you right there, brother, in front of the communion table. I want to illustrate something tonight. I got one of these little 15-minute cards here, and I want Turtle to have it. Now, I want him to have it. Y'all take my word for that, right? I want him to have it, and I'm going to ask a question tonight. Here it is, and I want him to have it. Is it his? Is it his? No, it's not. This is exactly the picture I'm trying to paint tonight. It's not his. I want him to have it, Turtle. I want you to have it. You don't believe me, do you?
Well, I believe you want me to have it.
Well, I want you to have it. Now it's his. I could offer it till I turn blue in the face. But until he reaches out and receives it, it ain't helping him. God's got salvation for how many? Listen, I'm not one of them Calvinists who believes he died for a few. I believe he died for the sin of the whole world. You want to know why the whole world ain't going to heaven? Because the whole world won't receive. Amen. The whole world don't want it. Some don't want it because, beloved, the Bible said, thank you, Brother Mike. The Bible said some men love darkness rather than light. Some don't want it because they just don't believe. Paul said over in Corinthians chapter 15, he said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. He said, by which also you're saved. He said, I'm not getting that exactly right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Well, I'm still not there. Here we go. Listen to what he said. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. Watch this now. By which ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also, what's that next word? Glory to God. He said, I'm preaching something to you down there at the church of Corinth that I know about. That I also received, how that Christ died for our sin according to Scripture, that He was buried, that He rose again the third day. I'm going to make a strong statement. I'm going to tell you there's a lot of men in pulpits in America and a lot of women in pulpits, God help us, in America that ain't never received nothing. Amen. I'm telling you, if you've ever received Him, you'll want to stay with this book. You'll want to preach this book. Amen. You'll want people to come to know Him. In the free pardon of sin. This outfit that's after your pocketbook don't care nothing about your soul. I'm telling you, beloved, there's going to be a special place for them. Amen. And it ain't going to be in glory. Hallelujah. Paul said, I'm going to tell you what I've received. Let me make a statement I've made several times over the years. Wouldn't give you a dime, not a dime, for a man that's trying to feed you something that he won't eat himself. Say amen. Unless it's spinach. My name's not Popeye. Amen. Just Jesus received. Paul received him so Paul could preach him. He could recommend to others that they receive him. Let me give you this tonight, and I'm done. Let's look at, let me go on here in verse number 13, 14. At least read it. I need to get on down to verse number 12 first. I ain't even got to there, have I? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. I'm not trying to be mean tonight. But if you're just looking from the outside in on a lot of people that call themselves Christians, you'd wonder if they received the spirit of the world. They call themselves Christians, but they talk like a world. They walk like a world. Amen. There's no difference. I was talking to a man the other day, a man that I love, and he was getting into a conversation with me about wine. And I knew where it was going. You can tell where it's going. Say amen. And I looked at the man. I said, you believe the Bible said that wine is a mocker? And strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. He said, yeah, I've heard that. The Bible said not to even look on the wine when it moveth itself aright. And I looked at this man. I said, are you going to tell me that there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee? They run out of wine, Brother Mike. The Bible said they had well drunk. Are you going to tell me that my Lord took them, what's them pots, honey? Water pots, wasn't it? Told them to fill them up with water. And he told them to take,
my Lord, bunch of people, it's already, in other words, you're going to tell me, he's trying to tell me that all the wine in the Bible was fermented. This preacher don't believe that. You're going to tell me that our Lord Jesus, a bunch of people done well drunk, going to give them some more, help them over the edge. That's hogwash.
Amen.
I said that's hogwash. If beloved, if it was fermented wine, Brother Preston, they wouldn't even know that the best was last. Don't ask me how I know. Amen. I'm just telling you, our Lord didn't do that. He ain't going to do anything that goes against the Scripture. Woe be to the man that's over in Isaiah that putteth the bottle to his neighbor's lips. Ain't no way our Lord's going to do stuff like that. You say, where'd that come from, preacher? It come out of me just now because I read that spirit of the world. There's a lot of people, even in churches, beloved, that they're not minding the Spirit of God. They're minding the spirit of the world. My daddy and I were working in a church. I won't tell you what denomination. I'm sure they don't all drink, but most of them do. Working in that church. Daddy said, son, look in that refrigerator and see if you can find us something to drink. Was in the basement of a church. Honey, you could find anything you wanted to drink in there. I said, anything you wanted to drink in there. I said, Daddy, come here a minute. I said, look at this. I said, I ain't believing this. He said, I ain't either, son. He said, close that door. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, we need to mind the Spirit of God. Just Jesus. When just Jesus is received, if any man be, what? In Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, I used to love the look on the men's faces in prison when I'd make this statement. I said, when I got saved, I didn't quit drinking. They go, they'd almost gasp. I said, but I did change fountains. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I. My soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Just Jesus, he's received. And then verse 15, well, I still want to at least read the chapter, which things in verse number, I ain't done verse 12. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. He that spared not his own son, Romans said, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? All right, you know what it takes though? I preached a message one time. This was the title of it. How many knows the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive? How many knows the Bible says that? Well, I preached a message entitled, It is Blessed to Receive. I want you to think about something for just a minute. You can't have a giver without a receiver. The Bible said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. But honey, it's blessed to receive. Amen. It's blessed to receive. It's blessed to receive. Which things we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. See, the natural man can't do it, for they are foolishness unto him. Makes you wonder, Brother John, how many people on any given Sunday morning think a preacher's a fool, that it's foolishness, because a natural man can't receive it. The Bible said, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Look at the last two verses and I'm done tonight. Just Jesus revered, he redeems, revealed, received, and just Jesus rewards. Look at verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. It ain't a man that's going to judge us. It's Jesus that's going to judge us. And we're not going to be judged, beloved, according to our works. Our works are going to be judged, passed through the fire. I'm talking about the child of God. The lost man will be judged according to his works. He'll end up in that awful place called hell. But the saved man's going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. There we're going to receive reward or lose reward. Verse 16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. When I was looking at that today, Brother Jason, I thought about Brother Dink, the pastor of that church down there. It's not a real large church as far as number, but I want to say this. God doesn't have any big churches and little churches. And I'm telling you, some of these that think they're big shots, I think at the judgment seat of Christ, are in for a rude awakening. God's going to go in these mountains, get some of them preachers. You talk like where Brother Jack used to like to preach. Brother John, you've been with him. Maybe just a handful or two of people. Preach his guts out. God's going to go in and get that pastor, bring him to the front of the line. Stayed there 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, and loved them, married them, buried them. Amen. Counseled them, preached the word of God to them, prayed for them. God's not going to judge the work by what size it is, but by what sort it is. Amen. I used to go to these preachers' conferences and I'd come in needing a pill for depression. Amen. Brother Jack, I'm not kidding. They made you think that if you wasn't baptizing 500 people a year, you wasn't doing nothing for God. And I tell you, I'm glad for the day I got over that. I'm glad for the day that God said, son, be faithful. You do what I called you to do. I can't make the results happen. Wouldn't if I could. Because, beloved, real results come from this real Jesus that I'm talking about tonight. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight?